I should have known that you would be here, Professor McGonagall.
Good evening, Professor Dumbledore. Are the rumors true, Albus?
I'm afraid so, Professor. The good and the bad.
And the boy?
Hagrid is bringing him.
Do you think it wise to trust Hagrid with something as important as this?
Ah, Professor, I would trust Hagrid with my life.
Dumbledore, sir. Professor McGonagall.
No problems, I trust, Hagrid?
No, sir. Little tyke fell asleep just as we were flying over Bristol. Try not to wake him. There you go.
Albus, do you really think it's safe? Leaving him with these people. I've watched them all day. They're the worst sort of muggles imaginable. They really are.
The only family he has.
This boy will be famous. There won't be a child in our world who doesn't know his name.
Exactly. He's far better off growing up away from all of that. Until he is ready. There, Hagrid. It's not really goodbye, after all. Good luck, Harry Potter.
Why don't you just cook the breakfast and try not to burn anything?
Yes, Aunt Petunia.
I want everything to be perfect for my Dudley's special day.
Hurry up. Bring my coffee, boy.
Yes, Uncle Vernon.
Aren't they wonderful, darling?
all there?
36. Counted them myself.
36? But last year I had 37.
Well, some of them are quite a bit bigger than last year.
I don't care how big they are.
No. This is what we're going to do. Is that when we go out, we're going to buy you two new presents. Oh, there, pumpkin.
I'm warning you now, boy. Any funny business, any at all, and you won't have any meals for a week. Giddy.
Make it move.
Move!
He's asleep. He's boring.
Sorry about him. He doesn't understand what it's like, lying there day after day, watching people press their ugly faces in on you. Can you hear me? It's just, I've never talked to a snake before. Do you? I mean, do you talk to people often? You're from Burma, aren't you? Was it nice there? Do you miss your family? I see. But that's me as well. I never knew my parents either.
Mummy! Dad, come here! Don't believe what this thing is to me!
Funny well.
Dad, look, how is this letter?
Take it back, it's mine.
Charles, they'll be writing to you.
Thank you.
fine day, Sunday. In my opinion, best day of the week.
Why is that, Dudley?
Because there's no post on Sundays.
Right you are, Harry.
No post on Sunday.
Ha! No blasted letters today! No, sir! Not one single bloody letter! Not one!
No, sir! Not one blasted miserable...
that you leave at once, sir. You are breaking and entering.
Dry up, Dursley, you great prune.
Moyne, I haven't seen you since you was a baby, Harry, but you're a bit more along than I would have expected, particularly round the middle.
I'm not Harry. I am.
Well, of course you are. Got something for you. Afraid I might have sat on it at some point, but I imagine it'll taste fine just the same. I fancy it myself, words and all.
Thank you.
Not every day your young man turns 11 now, is it? Hey?
Excuse me. Who are you?
Rubeus Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts. Of course, you'll know all about Hogwarts.
Sorry, no.
No? Blimey, Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Learned what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard. And a thumping good one, I'd wager, once you trade up a little.
No. You've made a mistake. I mean, I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry. Just Harry.
Well, just Harry. Did you ever make anything happen? Anything you couldn't explain when you were angry or scared?
Dear Mr. Potter. We are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
You will not be going, I tell you. We swore when we took him in we'd put a stop to all this rubbish.
You knew. You knew all along and you never told me.
Of course I knew. How could you not be? My perfect sister being who she was. My mother and father were so proud of the day she got her letter. We have a witch in the family. Isn't it wonderful? I was the only one to see her for what she was. A witch. And then she met that Potter. And then she had you, and I knew you would be the same. Just as strange, just as abnormal. And then, if you please, she went and got herself blown up. And we got landed with you.
Blown up? You told me my parents died in a car crash.
A car crash? A car crash to Lily and James Potter?
I have to say something.
It's an outrage. It's a scandal.
You'll not be going.
Oh, I suppose a great muggle like yourself's going to stop him, are you?
Muggle?
Non-magic folk. This boy's had his name down ever since you were born. He's going to the finest school of witchcraft and wizardry in the world, and he will be under the finest headmaster that Hogwarts has ever seen. Albus Dumbledore.
I will not pay to have some crackpot old fool teach him magic tricks.
Never insult Albus Dumbledore in front of me. Appreciate it if you didn't tell anyone at Hogwarts about that. Strictly speaking, I'm not allowed to do magic.
Okay.
Oh, we're a bit behind schedule. Let's be off. Unless you'd rather stay, of course.
One standard size 2 pewter cauldron, and they bring, if they desire, either an owl, a cat, or a toad. Can we find all this in London?
If you know where to go. No thanks, Tom. I'm on official Hogwarts business. Just helping young Harry here buy school supplies.
Bless my soul. It's Harry Potter.
Welcome back, Mr. Potter. Welcome back.
Doris Crockford, Mr. Potter. I can't believe I'm meeting you at last.
Harry Potter. Can't tell you how pleased I am to meet you.
Hello, Professor. I didn't see you there. Harry, this is Professor Quirrell. He'll be your defense against the dark arts teacher at Hogwarts.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Fearfully fascinating subject. Not that you need it, eh, Potter?
Yes, well, must we go now? Lots to buy.
Goodbye.
See, Harry, you're famous.
But why am I famous, Hagrid? All those people back there. How is it they know who I am?
I'm not sure I'm exactly the right person to tell you that, Harry.
Welcome, Harry, to Diagon Alley.
And over there, all your bits and bobs for doing your wizardry.
all this. I haven't any money.
Well, there's your money, Harry. Gringotts, the Wizard Bank. Take no safer place. Not one. Except perhaps Hogwarts.
Things.
They're goblins, Harry. Clever as they come, goblins, but not the most friendly of beasts. Best stay close.
Mr. Harry Potter wishes to make a withdrawal.
And does Mr. Harry Potter have his key?
Oh, wait a minute. Got it here somewhere. There's a little devil. Oh, and there's something else as well. Professor Dumbledore gave me this. It's about you know what, in fault, you know which.
Very well.
Vault 687. Lamp, please. Key, please.
Mom and Dad will leave you with nothing now, did you?
Vault 713.
What's in there, Hagrid?
Can't tell you, Harry. Hogwarts business. Very secret.
Stand back.
You want Ollivanders? There ain't no place better. Why don't you run along there and wait? I just got one more thing I got to do. Won't be long.
Hello? Hello?
I wondered when I'd be seeing you, Mr. Potter.
It seems only yesterday that your mother and father were in here buying their first wands.
Here we are. Give it a wave. Apparently not. Perhaps this. No, definitely not. No matter. I wonder.
curious. Very curious.
Sorry, but what's curious?
I remember everyone I've ever sold, Mr. Potter. It so happens that the phoenix, whose tail feather resides in your wand, gave another feather. Just one other. It is curious that you should be destined for this wand when its brother gave you that scar.
And who owned that wand?
We do not speak his name. The wand chooses the wizard, Mr. Potter. It's not always clear why. But I think it is clear that we can expect great things from you. After all, he who must not be named did great things. Terrible. Yes. But great.
Harry! Harry! Happy birthday!
Wow!
You all right, Harry? Seem very quiet.
He killed my parents, didn't he? The one who gave me this. You know Hagrid. I know you do.
First, and understand this, Harry, because it's very important. Not all wizards are good. Some of them go bad. A few years ago, there was one wizard that went as bad as you can go. And his name was...
Maybe she wrote it down.
No, I can't spell it. All right. Voldemort.
Voldemort?
Shh. It was dark times, Harry, dark times. Voldemort started to gather some followers, brought them over to the dark side. Anyone that stood up to him ended up dead. Your parents fought against him, but nobody lived once he decided to kill him. Nobody, not one, except you.
Voldemort tried to kill me.
Yes. That ain't no ordinary cut on your forehead, Harry. A mark like that only comes from being touched by a curse, and an evil curse at that.
What happened to... Do you know who?
Well, some say he died. Codswallop, in my opinion. Nope. I reckon he's out there still. Too tired to carry on. But one thing's absolutely certain. Something about you stumped him that night. That's why you're famous. That's why everybody knows your name. You're the boy who lived.
What are you looking at?
Blimey, is that a time? Sorry, Harry, I'm going to have to leave you. Dumbledore will be wanting his, well, he'll be wanting to see me. Now, your train leaves in 10 minutes. Here's your ticket. Stick to it, Harry, that's very important. Stick to your ticket.
Platform 9 of 3/4? But Hagrid, there must be a mistake. This is platform 9 3/4. There's no such thing, is there?
Three quarters. Think you're being funny, do you?
Same every year, packed with muggles, of course. Come on, platform 9 3/4 this way. All right, Patsy, you first.
Fred, you next.
He's not Fred, I am. Honestly, woman, you call yourself our mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, George.
I'm only joking. I am Fred.
Excuse me.
Could you tell me how to
get onto the platform? Not to worry, dear. It's Ron's first time to Hogwarts as well. Now, all you've got to do is walk straight up the wall between platforms 9 and 10. Let's do it at a bit of a run. Good luck.
By the way, Ron Weasley.
I'm Harry, Harry Potter.
So it's true. I mean, do you really have the...
The what? The
scar.
Oh.
Wicked.
Anything off the trolley, dears?
No, thanks. I'm all set.
We'll take the lot. Whoa.
Bertie bought 20 flavour beans.
They mean every flavour. There's chocolate and peppermint, and there's also spinach, liver and tripe.
George swears he got a bogey flavoured one once.
These aren't real frogs, are they? It's just a spell. Besides, it's the card you want. Each pack's got a famous witch or wizard. I've got about 500 myself. Watch it!
Oh, that's rotten luck. I've only got one good jump in them to begin with.
I've got Dumbledore.
I've got about 6 of him.
Hey, he's gone.
Well, you can't expect him to run around all day, can you?
This is Scabbard, by the way. Pathetic, isn't he?
Just a little bit. Fred gave me a spell that's to turn him yellow. Want to see?
Yeah.
Don't.
Has anyone seen a toad? A boy named Neville's lost one.
No.
Oh, are you doing magic? Let's see then.
Sunshine, daisies, buttermellow. Turn the stupid fat red yellow.
Are you sure that's a real spell? Well, it's not very good, is it? Of course, I've only tried a few simple ones myself, but they've all worked for me. For example, Oculus Repair Room. That's better, isn't it? Holy cricket! You're Harry Potter!
I'm Hermione Granger. And you are?
Ron Weasley.
Pleasure.
You two better change into robes. I expect we'll be arriving soon. You've got dirt on your nose, by the way. Did you know? It's there.
on now, first year, don't be shy. Come on now, hurry up. And... Hello, Harry.
Hi, Eckert.
Whoa. Right then, this way to the boats. Come on then, follow me.
Join your classmates, but before you can take your seats, you must be sorted into your houses. They are Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Now, while you're here, your house will be like your family. Your triumphs will earn you points. Any rule breaking, and you will lose points. At the end of the year, the house with the most points is awarded the house cup.
Trevor! Sorry.
The sorting ceremony will begin momentarily.
It's true then, what they're saying on the train. Harry Potter has come to Hogwarts.
Harry Potter.
It is Crab and Goyle. And I'm Malfoy. Draco Malfoy. Think my name's funny, do you? I'm going to ask you yours. Red hair and a hand-me-down robe. You must be a Weasley. You'll soon find out that some wizarding families are better than others, Potter. You don't want to go making friends with the wrong sort. I can help you there. I think I can tell the wrong sort for myself, thanks.
We're ready for you now. Follow me. Professor Dumbledore would like to say a few words.
I have a few start-of-term notices I wish to announce. The first years, please note that the Dark Forest is strictly forbidden to all students. Also, our caretaker, Mr. Filch, has asked me to remind you that the third floor corridor on the right-hand side is out of bounds to everyone who does not wish to die a most painful death. Thank you.
When I call your name, you will come forth. I shall place the sorting hat on your head, and you will be sorted into your houses. Hermione Granger?
Oh, no. Okay, relax.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Right, then. Right. Okay. Gryffindor!
Draco Malfoy.
Slytherin!
Stop it, Joe. This is went bad. It wasn't in Slytherin.
Susan Bones.
Harry, what is it?
Where shall I...
Nothing. Nothing fine.
Let's see. I know. Hufflepuff!
Ronald Weasley.
Another Weasley. I know just what to do with you. Gryffindor!
Harry Potter?
Difficult, very difficult. Plenty of courage, I see. Not a bad mind, either. There's talent, oh yes, and a thirst to prove yourself. But where to put you?
Not Slytherin,
eh? Are you sure? You could be great, you know. It's all here, in your head. And Slytherin will help you on the way to greatness. There's no doubt about that. No? Well, if you're sure, better be Gryffindor!
Let the feast begin.
One half and half. He doesn't muggle. Mom's a witch. Bit of a nasty shock for him when he found out. Say, Percy. Who's that teacher talking to Professor Quirrell?
Oh, that's Professor Snape, head of Slytherin House.
What's he teach?
Potions. But everyone knows it's the dark arts he fancies. He's been after Quirrell's job for years.
Hello! How are you? Welcome to Gryffindor.
Have a nice summer.
Dismal. Once again, my request to join the headless hunt has been denied.
I know you. You're Nearly Headless Nick.
I prefer Sir Nicholas, if you don't mind.
Nearly Headless? How can you be Nearly Headless?
Like this.
Gryffindors, follow me, please. Keep up. Thank you.
Ravenclaw, follow me. This way.
This is the most direct path to the dormitories. Oh, and keep an eye on the staircases. They like to change. Keep up, please, and follow me.
Quickly now, come on. Come on.
Oh,
look, 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 look. Welcome to Hogwarts.
Password.
Caput Draconis. Follow me, everyone. Keep up. Quickly, come on. Gather round here.
Welcome to the Gryffindor common room.
Boys' dormitories upstairs and down to your left. Girls, the same on your right. You'll find all your belongings have already been brought up.
McGonagall's face if we were late. That was bloody brilliant.
Oh, thank you for that assessment, Mr. Weasley. Perhaps it would be more useful if I were to transfigure Mr. Potter and yourself into a pocket watch. That way one of you might be on time.
We got lost.
Then perhaps a map. I trust you don't need one to find your seats.
There will be no foolish wand waving or silly incantations in this class. As such, I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is potion making. However, for those select few who possess the predisposition, I can teach you how to bewitch the mind and ensnare the senses. I can tell you how to bottle fame, brew glory, and even put a stopper in death. Then again, maybe some of you have come to Hogwarts in possession of abilities so formidable that you feel confident enough to not pay attention. Mr. Potter, our new celebrity. Tell me, what would I get if I added powdered root of asphodel to an infusion of wormwood? You don't know? Well, let's try again. Where, Mr. Potter, would you look if I asked you to find me a bezoar?
I don't know, sir.
And what is the difference between monkshood and wolfbane?
I don't know, sir.
Pity. Clearly, fame isn't everything, is it, Mr. Potter?
I, Rabbit, hastening home, turn this water into rum. I, Rabbit, hastening home.
What Seamus trying to do to that glass of water? Turn it to rum?
I, Rabbit,
she managed to eat tea yesterday. Before. Ah! Oh, Mail's here! borrow this?
Hey, look! Neville's got a remembrall.
I've read about those. When the smoke turns red, it means you've forgotten something.
The only problem is, I can't remember what I've forgotten.
Hey, Ron. Somebody broke into Gringotts. Listen. Believed to be the work of dark wizards or witches unknown, Gringotts goblins, while acknowledging the breach, insist nothing was taken. The vault in question, number 713, had in fact been emptied earlier that very same day. Odd. That's the vault Harry and I went to.
Good afternoon, class.
Good afternoon, Amanda.
Good afternoon, Amanda. Good afternoon. Welcome to your first flying lesson. Well, what are you waiting for? Everyone step up to the left side of their broomstick. Come on now, hurry up. Stick your right hand over the broom and say, up. With feeling.
Shut up, Harry.
Now, once you've got hold of your broom, I want you to mount it. And grip it tight. You don't want to be sliding off the end. When I blow my whistle, I want each of you to kick off from the ground hard. Keep your broom steady. Hover for a moment. Then lean forward slightly and touch back down. On my whistle, 3, 2...
Mr. Longbottom. Mr. Longbottom. Mr. Longbottom.
Come back down this entrance.
It's a broken wrist. Good boy, come on now. Up you go.
Everyone's to keep their feet firmly on the ground while I take Mr. Longbottom to the hospital wing. Understand? If I see a single broom in the air, the one riding it will find themselves out of Hogwarts before they can take Quidditch.
You see his face? Maybe if the fat lump would give him this a squeeze, he'd remember to fall on his fat arse. Give it here now, boy.
No. I think I'll leave it somewhere for Longbottom to find.
How about the roof? What's the matter, Potter? Is it beyond your reach?
Harry, no way. You heard what Madam Hood said. Besides, you don't even know how to fly.
What an idiot.
Knock you off your broom!
Is that so?
Have it your way then.
You wait here. ingredient in...
Professor Quirrell, excuse me. Could I borrow wood for a moment, please?
Yes, of course. The vampire...
Potter, this is Oliver Wood. Wood, I have found you a seeker.
Have you heard Harry Potter's the new Gryffindor seeker? I always knew he'd do well.
Seeker? But first years, never mind the house team. You must be the youngest Quidditch player in a century, according to McGonagall.
Hey, well done, Harry. Woods just told us.
Fred and George are on the team, too. Beat us.
Our job is to make sure that you don't get blooded up too bad. Can't make any promises, of course. Rough game, Quidditch.
Brutal. But no one dies in years. Someone will vanish occasionally,
but they'll turn up in a month or two.
Oh, go on, Harry. Quidditch is great. Best game there is. And you'll be great, too.
But I've never even played Quidditch. What if I make a fool of myself?
You won't make a fool of yourself. It's in your blood.
Whoa. Harry, you never told me your father was a seeker, too.
I didn't know.
I'm telling you, it's spooky. She knows more about you than you do.
Who doesn't?
Look. What's happening?
The staircase has changed, remember?
Let's go this way before the staircase moves again. Does anybody feel like we shouldn't be here?
We're not supposed to be here. This is the third floor. It's forbidden.
Let's go.
It's still just cat.
Run. Through that door!
It's locked! That's it. We're done for.
The roof's over! Alohomora!
Alohomora.
Salmon Book of Spells, Chapter 7.
Anyone here, my sweet? Come on.
What is gone? Probably think this door's locked.
It was locked. And for good reason.
Mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed, or worse, expelled.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
Quidditch is easy enough to understand. Each team has 7 players, 3 chasers, 2 beaters, 1 keeper, and the seeker. That's you. There are 3 kinds of balls. This one's called the quaffle. Now the chasers handle the quaffle and try to put it through one of those 3 hoops. The keeper, that's me, defends the hoops. With me so far?
I think so. What are those?
You better take this. Now it's coming back.
that, Potter. You'd make a fair beater. Uh-oh.
What was that?
Bludger. Nasty little buggers.
But you, not a seeker.
The only thing I want you to worry about is this. The golden snitch.
I like this ball.
Ah, you like it now? Just wait. It's wicked fast and damn near impossible to see.
What do I do with it?
You catch it. Before the other team's seeker. You catch this, the game is over. You catch this, Potter. And we win.
One of a wizard's most rudimentary skills is levitation, or the ability to make objects fly. Do you have your feathers? Good. Now, don't forget the nice wrist movement we've been practicing. Hmm? The swish and flick. Everyone? The swish and flick. Good. Oh, and enunciate. Wingardium Leviosa. Off you go, then.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa. Stop. You're going to take someone's eye out. Besides, you're saying it wrong. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
You do it, then, if you're so clever.
Go on.
Wingardium Leviosa. Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh, well done. See here, everyone. This grade has done it. Splendid.
My God, Leviosa.
Well done, dear. God.
I think we're going to need another feather over here, Professor.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa. She's a nightmare, honestly. No wonder she hasn't got any friends.
I think she heard you.
Prefects will lead their house back to the dormitories. Teachers will follow me to the dungeons.
Gryffindors, keep up, please, and stay alert.
How can the troll get in?
Not on its own. Trolls are really stupid. Probably people play jokes.
What?
Hermione! He doesn't know! I think the trolls left the dungeon. Going into the girls' bathroom!
weak and sick.
Wingardium Leviosa.
I don't think so. It must not doubt. Poor bogey.
Oh, my goodness. Explain yourselves, both of you.
Well, what it is? It's my fault, Professor McGonagall.
Miss Granger.
I went looking for the troll. I read about them and thought I could handle it. But I was wrong. If Harry and Ron hadn't come and found me, I'd probably be dead.
Be that as it may, it was an extremely foolish thing to do. I would have expected more rational behavior on your part, and I'm very disappointed in you, Miss Granger. 5 points will be taken from Gryffindor for your serious lack of judgment. As for you two gentlemen, I just hope you realize how fortunate you are. Not many first-year students could take on a fully grown mountain troll and live to tell the tale. 5 points will be awarded to each of you. For sheer dumb luck.
Perhaps you ought to go. Your mother might wake up.
Take a bit of toast, Mike. Go on. Ron's right, Harry. You're going to need your strength today. I'm not hungry.
Good luck today, Potter. Then again, now that you've proven yourself against a troll, a little game of Quidditch should be easy work for you. Even if it is against Slytherin.
Blood?
Listen, last night, I'm guessing Snape let the troll in as a diversion so he could try and get past that three-headed dog. But he got himself bitten. That's why he's limping.
But why would anyone go near that dog?
The day I was at Gringotts, Hagrid took something out of one of the vaults. Said it was Hogwarts business, very secret.
So you're saying...
That's what the dog's guarding. That's what Snape wants.
Before my first game.
What happened?
I don't really remember. I took a bludger to the head 2 minutes in. Woke up in the hospital a week later.
Today's game, Slytherin versus Gryffindor!
want a nice, clean game. Come, all of you.
The flashes are up, followed by the golden snitch. Remember, the snitch is worth 150 points. The seeker who catches the snitch ends the game. The coffin is released.
Go!
Looks like he's going to be sick.
He's got the snitch. Harry Potter receives 155 for catching the snitch.
Gryffindor wins.
Nonsense. Why would Snape put a curse on Harry's brew?
Who knows? Why is he trying to get past that three-headed dog on Halloween?
Who told you about Fluffy?
Fluffy? That thing has a name?
Well, of course he's got a name. He's mine. I bought him off an Irish fella I met down the pub last year. Then I lent him to Dumbledore to guard the...
Yes?
Shouldn't have said that. No more questions. Don't ask any more questions. That's top secret, that is.
But Hagrid, whatever Fluffy's guarding, Snape's trying to steal it.
Codswallop. Professor Snape is a Hogwarts teacher.
Hogwarts teacher or not, I know a spell when I see one. I read all about them. You've got to keep eye contact, and Snape wasn't blinking.
Exactly.
Now you listen to me, all three of you. You're meddling in things that ought not to be meddled in. It's dangerous. What that dog is guarding is strictly between Professor Dumbledore and Nicholas Flamel.
Nicholas Flamel?
I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that. I shouldn't have said that.
Nicholas Flamel. Who's Nicholas Flamel? I don't
know. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, ring the Hogwarts bell. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Knight to E5.
Queen to E5. That's totally barbaric.
That's wizard's chess. I see you've packed.
See, you haven't. Change of plans. My parents decided to go to Romania to visit my brother Charlie. He's studying dragons there.
Good. You can help Harry then. He's going to go and look in the library for information on Nicholas Flamel.
We've looked 100 times.
Not in the restricted section. Happy Christmas.
I think we had a bad influence on her.
What are you wearing?
Oh, Mum made it.
Looks like you got one too.
I've got presents.
Yeah. There they are.
Your father left this in my possession before he died. It is time it was returned to you. Use it well. What is it? Some kind of cloak. Well, let's see then. Put it on. Whoa!
My body's gone. I know what that is. That's an invisibility cloak.
I'm invisible.
Really rare.
I wonder who gave it to him.
There was no name. It just said, use it well.
Don't want me as your enemy, Quirrell.
What do you mean?
You know perfectly well what I mean. We'll have another little chat soon. When you've had time to decide where your loyalties lie.
Well, professors, I found this in the restricted section. It's still hot. That means there's a student out of bed.
Thank you.
on, come on, get out of bed.
Why?
There's something you've got to see. Now, come on. Come on, come, come look, it's my parents.
I only see us. Look in properly. Go on, stand there. There. You see them, don't you?
That's me! Only I'm head boy. And I'm holding the Quidditch Cup. And bloody hell! I'm Quidditch captain too! Hello, good. Harry, do you think this mirror shows the future?
How can it? Both my parents are dead.
Back again, Harry? I see that you, like so many before you, have discovered the delights of the Mirror of Erised. I trust by now you realize what it does. Let me give you a clue. The happiest man on earth would look into the mirror and see only himself, exactly as he is.
So then it shows us what we want, whatever we want.
Yes, and no. It shows us nothing more or less than the deepest and most desperate desires of our hearts. Now you, Harry, who have never known your family, you see them standing beside you. But remember this, Harry. This mirror gives us neither knowledge or truth. Men have wasted away in front of it, even gone mad. That is why tomorrow it will be moved to a new home. And I must ask you not to go looking for it again. It does not do to dwell on dreams, Harry, and forget to live.
Forbidden light reading.
This is light.
Of course, here it is. Nicholas Flamel is the only known maker of the Philosopher's Stone.
What?
Honestly, don't you two read? The Philosopher's Stone is a legendary substance with astonishing powers. It can transform any metal into pure gold and produces the elixir of life, which will make the drinker immortal.
Immortal?
It means you'll never die.
I know what it means.
The only stone currently in existence belongs to Mr. Nicholas Flamel, the noted alchemist, who last year celebrated his 665th birthday. That's what Fluffy's guarding on the third floor. That's what's under the trapdoor. The Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, hello. Sorry, don't wish to be rude, but I'm in no fit state to entertain today.
We know about the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh.
snake's trying to steal it.
Snape? Blimey, you're not still on about him, are you?
Hagrid, we know he's after the stone, we just don't know why.
Snape is one of the teachers protecting the stone. He's not about to steal it.
What?
You heard. Right, come on now, I'm a bit preoccupied today.
Wait a minute. One of the teachers.
Of course. There are other things defending the stone, aren't there? Spells, enchantments.
That's right. Waste of bloody time, if you ask me. Ain't no one going to get past Fluffy. Ain't a soul knows how, except for me and Dumbledore. I shouldn't have told you that. I should not have told you that.
Hagrid, what exactly is that?
That, it's...
I know what that is.
Hagrid, how did you get one?
I won it. Off a stranger I met down the pub. Seemed quite glad to be rid of it, as a matter of fact.
Just a dragon. That's a Norwegian witchback. My brother Charlie works with these in Romania.
Isn't he beautiful? Oh, bless him. Look, he knows his mummy. Hello, Norbert.
Norbert.
Yeah, well, he's got to have a name, doesn't he? Don't you, Norbert. Hey. Oh!
Ooh. Well, he'll have to be trained up a bit, of course.
Who's that?
Malfoy.
Oh, dear.
Hagrid always wanted a dragon. Told me so the first time I ever met him.
It's crazy. The worst Malfoy knows.
I don't understand. Is that bad?
It's bad.
Good evening. Nothing. I repeat. Nothing gives a student the right to walk about the school at night. Therefore, as punishment for your actions, 50 points will be taken.
50?
Each. And to ensure it doesn't happen again, all four of you will receive detention.
Excuse me, Professor. Perhaps I heard you wrong. I thought you said the four of us.
No, you heard me correctly, Mr. Malfoy. You see, honourable as your intentions were, you two were out of bed after hours. You will join your classmates in detention.
A pity they let the old punishments die. It was a time detention would find you hanging by your thumbs in the dungeons. God, I miss the screaming. You'll be serving detention with Hagrid tonight. He's got a little job to do inside the dark forest.
A sorry lot, this Hagrid.
Oh, good God, man, you're not still on about that bloody dragon, are you?
Norbert's gone. Dumbledore sent him off to Romania to live in a colony.
Well, that's good, isn't it? He'll be with his own kind.
Yeah, but what if he don't like Romania? What if the other dragons are mean to him? He's only a baby after all.
Oh, for God's sake, pull yourself together, man. You're going into the forest after all. Got to have your wits about you.
The forest? I thought that was a joke. We can't go in there. Students aren't allowed. And there are... werewolves.
Oh, there's more than werewolves in those trees, lad. You can be sure of that. Nighty-night.
Right. Let's go.
Hagrid. What is that?
What we're here for. See that? That's unicorn blood, that is. I found one dead a few weeks ago. Now, this one's been hurt bad by something. So, it's our job to go and find the poor beast. Ron, Hermione, you'll come with me.
Okay.
And Harry, you'll go with Malfoy.
Okay, then I get Fang.
Fine. Just so you know, he's a bloody coward.
You wait till my father hears about this. This is servant stuff. If I didn't know better, Draco, I'd say you were scared. Scared, Potter. Did you hear that? Come on, Fang.
Creatures here. The forest is not safe at this time, especially for you.
But what was that thing you saved me from?
A monstrous creature. It is a terrible crime to slay a unicorn. Drinking the blood of a unicorn will keep you alive even if you are an inch from death, but at a terrible price. You have slain something so pure that from the moment the blood touches your lips, you will have a half-life. A cursed life.
But who would choose such a life?
Can you think of no one?
Do you mean to say that thing that killed the unicorn, that was drinking its blood, that was Voldemort?
Do you know what is hidden in the school at this very moment, Mr. Potter?
The Philosopher's Stone.
Harry!
Hello there, friends. See you've met our young Mr. Potter. All right there, Harry.
Harry Potter, this is where I leave you. You're safe now. Good luck.
You mean you know who's out there right now in the forest?
But he's weak. He's living off the unicorns. Don't you see? We had it wrong. Snape doesn't want the stone for himself. He wants the stone for Voldemort. With the elixir of life, Voldemort will be strong again. He'll come back.
But if he comes back, you don't think he'll try to kill you, do you?
I think if he'd had the chance, he might have tried to kill me tonight.
And to think, I've been worrying about my potions final.
Hang on a minute. We're forgetting one thing. Who's the one wizard Voldemort always feared? Dumbledore. As long as Dumbledore's around, Harry, you're safe. As long as Dumbledore's around, you can't be touched. heard Hogwarts end of year exams were frightful. But I found that rather enjoyable. Speak for yourself. All right there, Harry?
We go. Keeps burning.
It's happened before.
Not like this.
Perhaps you should see the nurse.
I think it's a warning. It means danger's coming.
What is it?
Don't you think it's a bit odd that what Hagrid wants more than anything is a dragon? And a stranger turns up who just happens to have one? I mean, how many people wander around with dragon eggs in their pockets? Why didn't I see it before? Hagrid, who gave you the dragon egg? What did he look like?
I don't know. I never saw his face. He kept his hood up.
This stranger, though, you and he must have talked.
Well, he wanted to know what sort of creatures I looked after. I told him, I said, after Fluffy, a dragon's going to be no problem.
Did you seem interested in Fluffy?
Well, of course he was interested in Fluffy. How often do you come across a three-headed dog, even if you're in the trade? But I told him, I said, the trick with any beast is to know how to calm him. Take Fluffy, for example. Just play him a bit of music and he falls straight asleep. I shouldn't have told you that. Where are you going? Where are you...
We have to see Professor Dumbledore immediately.
I'm afraid Professor Dumbledore is not here. He received an urgent owl from the Ministry of Magic and left immediately for London.
He's gone? But this is important. This is about the Philosopher's Stone.
How do you know?
Someone's going to try and steal it.
I don't know how you three found out about the stone, but I assure you it is perfectly well protected. Now, would you go back to your dormitories? Quietly.
That was no stranger, Hagrid meant, Finis. It was Snape, which means he knows how to get past Fluffy. And with Dumbledore gone...
Good afternoon. Now, what would three young Gryffindors such as yourselves be doing inside on a day like this?
We would have...
You want to be careful. People will think you're... up to something.
Should you? You're sneaking out again, aren't you?
Now, Neville, listen. We would...
No! I won't let you! You'll get Gryffindor into trouble again! I'll fight you! Neville, I'm really, really sorry about this. Petrificus Totalus!
You're a little scary sometimes. You know that.
Brilliant!
Scary.
Let's go.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's for your own good, you know.
Ow! You fell my foot!
Sorry.
Hello, Amora.
Snape's already been here.
first. Don't follow until I give you a sign. If something bad happens, get yourselves out. Does it seem a bit quiet to you?
The harp. It stopped playing.
Ah! Yuck! Ugh.
Herbology.
What is that?
I don't know. Sounds like wings.
Curious. I've never seen birds like these.
They're not birds. They're keys. And I'll bet one of them fits that door.
What's this all about?
I don't know. Strange.
Hello, Hamora!
Well, it's worth a try.
What are we going to do? There must be a thousand keys up there.
We're looking for a big old-fashioned one. Probably rusty like the handle. There!
I see it! The one with the broken wing. What's wrong, Harry?
It's too simple.
Oh, go on, Harry! If Snape could catch it on that old broomstick, you can. You're the youngest seeker in a century.
I don't like this at all.
Where are we? Graveyard.
This is no graveyard. My move, the Queen will take me. Then you're free to check the King.
No. Ron, no!
What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself.
No, you can't! There must be another way!
Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not?
Harry, it's you that has to go on.
I know it.
Not me, not Hermione, you.
Checkmate.
care of Ron. Then go to the Owlery. Send a message to Dumbledore. Ron's right. I have to go on.
You'll be okay, Harry. You're a great wizard. You really are.
Not as good as you.
Me, books, and cleverness.
And more important things.
Friendship and bravery. And Harry, just be careful.
Yes, he does seem the type, doesn't he? Well, next to him, who would suspect?
Stuttering Professor Quirrell.
But that day, during the Quidditch match, Snape tried to kill me.
No, dear boy. I tried to kill you. And trust me, if Snape's cloak hadn't caught fire and broken my eye contact, I would have succeeded. Even with Snape muttering his little counter-curse.
Snape was trying to save me.
I knew you were a danger to me right from the off. Especially after Halloween.
Then you let the troll in.
Very good, Potter, yes. Snape, unfortunately, wasn't fooled. While everyone else was running about the dungeon, he went to the third floor to head me off. He, of course, never trusted me again. He barely left me alone.
But he doesn't understand. I'm never alone. Never. Now, what does this mirror do?
I see what I desire.
I see myself holding the stone. But how do I get it?
Useful boy.
Come here, Potter! Now! What is it? What do you see?
I'm shaking hands with Dumbledore. I've won the House Cup.
Lies.
Tell the truth! What do you see?
Let me speak to him.
Master, you are not strong enough.
I have strength enough for this. Father again. Together. There is only power, and those too weak to seek it. Together, we'll do extraordinary things. Just give me the stone!
You liar!
Kill him!
Good afternoon, Harry. Ah. Tokens? From your admirers?
Admirers?
What happened down in the dungeons between you and Professor Quirrell is a complete secret. So, naturally, the whole school knows.
Ah, I see that your friend Ronald has saved you the trouble of opening your chocolate robes.
Ronald's here. Is he all right? What about Hermione?
Fine. They're both just fine.
But what happened to the stone?
Relax, dear boy. The stone has been destroyed. My friend Nicholas and I have had a little chat and agreed it was best all around.
But don't pull him out. He'll die, won't he?
He has enough elixir to set his affairs in order. But yes, he will die.
How is it I got the stone, sir? 1 minute I was staring in the mirror. And
you see, only a person who wanted to find the stone, find it, but not use it, would be able to get it. That is one of my more brilliant ideas. And between you and me, that is saying something.
Does that mean, with the stone gone, that is, that Voldemort can never come back?
Oh, I'm afraid there are ways in which he can return. Harry, do you know why Professor Quirrell couldn't bear to have you touch him? It was because of your mother. She sacrificed herself for you. And that kind of act leaves a mark. No, no. This kind of mark cannot be seen. It lives in your very skin.
What is it?
Love, Harry. Love.
Ah, Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans.
I was most unfortunate in my youth to come across a vomit-flavored one. And since then, I'm afraid I've lost my liking for them. But I think I could be safe with a nice toffee. Alas. Earwax.
All right there, Ron.
All right. You?
All right. Hermione?
Never better.
Another year gone. And now, as I understand it, the House Cup needs awarding, and the points stand thus. In fourth place, Gryffindor with 312 points. Third place, Hufflepuff with 352 points. In second place, Ravenclaw with 426 points. And in first place, with 472 points, Slytherin House. Yes, yes, well done, Slytherin, well done, Slytherin. However, recent events must be taken into account. And I have a few last-minute points to award. To Miss Hermione Granger, for the cool use of intellect, while others were in grave peril, 50 points. Second, to Mr. Ronald Weasley, for the best played game of chess that Hogwarts has seen these many years, 50 points. And third, to Mr. Harry Potter, for pure nerve and outstanding courage, I award Gryffindor House 60 points.
Which I was Slytherin.
And finally, it takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to your enemies, but a great deal more to stand up to your friends. I award 10 points to Neville Longbottom. My calculations are correct, I believe, that a change of decoration is in order. Gryffindor wins the House Cup.
Seeing goodbye, did you?
This is for you.
If that dolt of a cousin of yours, Dudley, gives you any grief, you could always, threaten him with a nice pair of ears to go with that tail of his.
But, Hagrid, we're not allowed to do magic away from Hogwarts. You know that.
I do. But your cousin don't, do he? Hey?
Feels strange to be going home, doesn't it?
I'm not going home.
Not really.